Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
And then I just jumped off the dock in front of everybody and spread my butt cheeks.
You know what I feel like mangina-ing?
Diarrhea'd for 40 minutes straight.
I do need your mom to do it and send it, please.
And here we go.
Ow!
Woo-hoo! And we're back.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Anders.
Limping into the week post Brozarks.
Yes.
Good morning, Adam.
And Adam, how are you feeling?
Friendship.
I'm feeling pretty good. Before we do that, let's shout out.
Good mornings.
Let's shout out good mornings and friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship.
And also, I'd like to shout out Hot Pockets for coming through in the clutch.
Whoa.
We got a surprise gift by Hot Pockets.
They sent
us like 30 boxes of Hot Pockets. I've got a lot of t-shirts for you guys. Ooh, get ready for those.
Ooh.
Them Heather Gray's Hot Pocket t-shirts. Ooh,
for real? You got some tees?
I do have some tees.
Hot.
Should this be our first giveaway?
Whoa.
Hot Pocket tees.
Yeah, send them to me. Give them to me. Yeah.
I'll give one to each of you. That's the giveaway.
Yeah.
Should we clodograph those or what?
Ooh. Quadograph.
That would be sick.
And then Oakley sunglasses.
Friendship.
I mean, Stan Halen must have called in and said, yo, bro, hook up them boys.
Friendship. Yeah.
Oakley's rep.
He's an Oakley's rep. And we all had pretty sick wrap around Oakley's for the weekend, which was really tight.
Adam, I don't even know if you remember doing the Brozarks episode, but we sure shouted both those products out last episode.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. We talked about them pretty good.
Oh.
Like, what's happening right now?
But we're going to go ahead and roll it into this ep and re-shout them out.
Yeah, before we start the epi, let's re-shout out shit that we shouted out last week.
It was very, like, yeah, we have to do this again.
They showed up during the mid-pod. The Hot Pockets did.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
The news, the headline is the t-shirts, though. I mean, that is a fucking headline, baby.
Hey, dude, I remember.
That is.
Okay.
We were also wearing the... We were wearing the sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah, dude. I remember. I did.
Okay, good. Good, just checking.
Yeah, well, to be fair, last week's episode is very foggy in my brain. It wasn't exactly scheduled the way I expected. I believe we even talked about that on the pod, but we did it.
Scheduled? What do you mean?
Yeah, dude.
That's a strong word.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the Brozarks episode to start at 10 a.m. record.
I think it was supposed to start at 11.
It was at 11.
Even I know that time.
It was 11 because we kicked it.
No. Blake, what happened was it was supposed to start at 11.
At 11. Yep.
Isaac woke us up at like 10:30 being like, hey, just so you know, this is our manager, Isaac. Just so you know, he was at the bachelor party. That's how close we are to Isaac.
We saw his penis.
Let's give him his flowers. I saw Isaac's butthole, 50-year-old man's very white, pink butthole. Yeah. And he woke us up at like 10:30 and was like, yo, the podcast starts in like 30 minutes. And we were all like, no, it doesn't. And then at noon, we finally got it going. And boy, were we firing last week.
Yeah,
were we? I barely remember it.
And thanks for all those DMs. It was rough.
Just kidding. I remember the whole thing.
Kyle, you ate an egg with your bare hands. That's how firing we were.
That's true.
I was so fucking hungry, bro. Speaking of scheduling, nobody scheduled breakfast for a bunch of hungry ass dudes.
Wow. We talked about that too.
That one's on Dennis Devine.
Yeah,
we did. So are we just recapping or what?
We need to recap because in all the days we were out there, we ate very few meals. I did not eat much.
Well, because it was Dennis Devine was like, don't worry. Yeah. Here's the breakdown. Sandwiches this day. We're going to have bratwurst this day. We're going to have burgers and we're going to have
bags of spaghetti in the refrigerator.
Next time we get in on a trip, man, I'd love to be a part of the food committee. You know, I don't have much to like.
I think we need to put the sober people in charge of the food committee just so they can keep us on some kind of schedule because we were all over. I was just eating like.
Yeah.
Scalding hot bratwurst and cold spaghetti with my hands.
Right.
And just trying to get nutrients to survive.
I was drinking my calories, you know? And then we had the one dinner.
Oh, I ate beer.
The one dinner.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The one dinner. Yeah.
Okay, Joe Biden.
So here,
come on, man.
Wait, who is Joe Biden?
Who is Joe? Come on, man.
Oh.
So here's the breakdown. Everyone got in Thursday mm-hmm. night. We got very, very drunk, passed mm-hmm. out. Woke up the next morning, did the podcast. It was pretty uneventful, that podcast, because we hadn't done most of the bachelor party activities
right,
yet. We just got
right.
really drunk the one right. night. And then we're hungover for it, and we're like, someone pissed the bed. Yeah. And that was the main event.
We talked about that, too.
Hey, we're lucky that happened.
Hot way to come out.
Yeah. And somebody, you had barfed already.
Right.
I had pre-barfed the night before you guys even got in, because me and my two best men, Zach and Kyle, got in the day before and aggressively chugged beers. I puked the day before. So yeah, we limped into that podcast, but then the real festivities began. We jet skied all day.
Yes,
then
we took the
boat out. I thought we were just getting gas. No one had a credit card. I'm the only person with a credit card on them. So we go on the boat, and then suddenly it's like, hey, let's go to the bar. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then we go to the bar. There's like 15 of us, and I'm the only one with the credit card. So I bought us all drinks. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Flowers for me.
This is the way.
Is that why I had to taxi these dudes across the lake?
Yeah.
We were on jet skis, Blake and I, and then we couldn't, you're not allowed to like tie up a jet ski there, or at least so we were told. So we had to go back and kick it. But
yes.
Kyle.
Which you totally can.
You totally can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did learn how to tie up a jet ski after about the third taxi ride. I figured out how to do it, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is tight, dude. I'm like a boating dude now.
But I also don't think we had ties. You came with ties, correct?
The ties are in the seat.
That sounds real. That sounds real.
The ties are in the
seat.
Hey,
guys. And now we know. So we go to this pool bar, and that's when shit starts to get out of
it. The city of Chompton, right? It was the city of Chompton?
City of Chompton next door.
Yeah, yeah.
Shady Gator.
City of Chompton. Yeah, Shady Gators.
Got them out.
And so we got just pretty fucking wasted over there.
Yes.
And then by the time we stumbled out of there, that bachelorette party was like, here, take our pizza. They're giving us pizza.
It was perfect.
We're taking the pizza. We're
perfect.
Leaving. They chase us down to the dock, making us feel like rock stars.
That's true.
I think so. We showed us them their butts. I think maybe one nipple came out. I don't quite remember.
You're skipping over.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah.
So much. Yeah. They. I mean, you can hit the gas on this. We're 7 minutes deep in the pod. You want to draw this stuff out, man.
Thank you.
What was weird for me is that we were like not really interacting with them so much. And then as we were leaving, they like chased. And we're like, we have pizza. We're like, all right, we'll take some pizza. And
they
then they were like, well,
back.
Where are we all going? Out on the docks. And we were like, well, we're going. And then as we drove away, for no reason, they just started hiking up their bathing suits and slapping their butt cheeks at us. Yep. Unsolicited.
I know it's not for no reason. It's because we were the coolest party crew in the Zarks, baby.
I mean, based on the Oakleys we're rocking, yes.
Oh, yeah. The outfits were great.
Based on 15 guys rocking wraparound Oakleys, no shoes, no shirts.
Well, yeah. I would like to shout out those girls because when they started that trend, we immediately went back to our dock and then started like man-jining the whole entire lake.
They got us horned out.
Oh, so it got into your psyche, and then way back you're bumping, and then you get on the dock and you're like, you know what, I feel like man-jining.
On the way back, Blake's like, I'm just gonna jump off the front of the boat, and we're like, what? We will drive over you.
Yeah, you'll kill yourself.
Yeah, I did that a couple times, and that was the only time where I saw Adam's dad be like, hey, Blake, you're going to die if you do that.
I'm going to swim back.
Don't do that.
You swam around the back towards the prop while it was going like a complete fucking idiot?
No, I knew what I was doing.
Bullshit, bro.
I did.
I know the length of my
life. I heard about it, and I got nervous. I heard about it, and I got nervous.
Blake is definitely the kind of guy to die during a bachelor party. Like, he's the type of guy that is like, dude, I can make that jump. And we're like, you don't have to. You don't even have to jump. And then he will, like, leap for it and, you know.
You know the rest.
Yeah, he'll leap for it and then die. Right.
You are that guy, pal.
You are that guy.
I am that guy.
We come back over. We get to our dock. And then for whatever reason, I think those girls, like, shaking their butt cheeks inspired us just to get butt naked on our dock. And then we were just ass out for, and boats are driving past, like
boats are,
people are skiing
back.
And they're coming back
for some more action.
They're circling back. By the way, this is 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, full sun.
This isn't late at night. This is full. The sun is up. People are out and about. Friday on the lake.
Goofy.
This is Goofy.
Goofy.
That's what my mom said when she heard about it.
Some goofy boys.
I really love this new addition to the soundboard. But I do need your mom to do it and send it, please. It's just a little weird.
Where is that from? Because I feel like my mom is copying that.
No, that's you.
Because it's a new...
No, that's you doing your mother.
That's your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that is me doing... Okay. I was like, I could have sworn... Because she started going like, goofy and silly and like a sing-songy just in the last like 2 years. Right. I'm like, this has to be a commercial or something.
That's you doing an impression of your mother.
Toasty!
She listens to the pod.
And you're doing Toasty.
It must be Toasty. Yeah. Right. It must
you're
be
doing
Toasty.
Goofy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hangover's still happening, right?
So we get back over. I've never seen my best friends or any man like in person. I've never seen their actual butthole, but I've seen Durs's very nice looking butthole. Durs, you got a very, it's very clean back there. There's no hair.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
speak on it, buddy.
We took like a lineup of butts or whatever. And P.S. I have the sickest Speedo tan right now. It is proper. And then I just jumped off the dock in front of everybody and spread my butt cheeks.
That's a good move.
Let's go.
Oh, the Ramones.
I was like, how do we up the ante here, man?
Yeah, the form on it was exquisite. I'm like, if the rest of us tried that, we wouldn't have been able to get our hands back there to get the full spread. Yours, it was like a diver level move, and I was very proud.
Yeah, I was.
And were you doing like the squirrel, the flying squirrel, where you grab your ankles and your butt cheeks at the same time?
Kind of, yeah. It was a Greg Luce anus.
My dude.
Oh, damn.
And that joke works there.
It does.
That joke specifically works there.
Yes, points. I'm sorry, Mom.
By the way, I saw Greg Louganis a few years ago at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center, and he was looking fucking good. This dude, he knows how to dress. He's got ripped this like up? Silver hair now. He's working it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, why was he dressed?
He was coaching. He was coaching like an NBC diving reality show from like that like Louis Anderson was on.
He was,
do you guys
like,
remember
that?
Louis Anderson, dude, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dude, no, Durs, but God, I hope that's where your career goes. I hope that's the turn that you make where you're just hosting cool diving shows and shit.
Oh, wait, was that Help I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something?
No, it was like called Splash or something. And they had all these famous people diving, including the Alabama quarterback's girlfriend. Remember that one? They like went to the stands and like TV stopped for a second and the announcers were like, and that's his girlfriend. And she had just like,
what?
Yeah, remember this girl?
These specific ass memories.
Oh, I kind of remember this. And then they just like held the camera on her for too long. And the announcer was like,
oh,
wow,
yeah.
He's a lucky man.
He is a top recruit and she is too, if I don't mind saying. You heard like a zipper drop?
That's weird when that happens when they go to the girlfriends in the crowd. That's happened a few times where announcers are just too horned up.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. Yo, chill, dude. This is guy's girl.
They're like, that's what being a professional athlete gets you right there. My God.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
That's a workout right there in itself.
Chill out, partner.
If you can imagine number 12 just bashing his body against that.
Make it.
I'm trying to think of like the worst sport. I'd like to touch that down there. I'd like to dribble on her.
Oh, man.
He's going to go deep.
Inappropriate.
He's not throwing well today at this game, but tonight I bet he's throwing pretty deep.
Okay.
This is inappropriate.
Time's up.
That's
time's
a hard
up.
Out.
Time is up.
We're being these male pigs, these announcers that have to be stopped. What else? What else can they say?
Pigs.
I would tackle her down.
Icky, icky, gicky.
This is the icky, icky, icky moment of the pod.
It's icky, icky, icky.
Icky, icky. Meanwhile, we're talking about each other's literal buttholes.
Yeah, the first one was so good. Can you imagine number 12?
Ew.
Banging his potty.
Wow. Well, he's lost in thought. He's lost the first and last name. He's just going by numbers at this point.
No, it was so good.
And then you just hear.
Right, yeah. He starts doing a bad like Chevy Chase. Like
you're like, what?
What's we're that? Down at the Nipple 50-yard line. Shit, damn it. It's getting real twat in here. Hot. It's hot in the booth, I tell you. I just came.
Yes, sir. So then we make it back to the dock. We're butt naked. It's dinner time.
Buttholes are out. I was showering, by the way.
And by the way, let's paint the picture for your dock here. Let's talk about your dock. Your dock is sick. It's not just a dock.
Mm-mm.
It's got a bar.
Yeah.
It's got...
It's a party pad.
It's a floating Ponderosa. My God,
it's got,
man,
a whole area. It's got like a couple slips. Is that what we're calling them? Slips?
It's got places to park jet skis, two slips, boats that are on lifts so they can stay out of the water so they don't get beat up. Got the pontoon, got a bass boat. My parents have a pretty sick setup down here.
And the coverage from
the
sun.
That's why they love it so much.
Absolutely.
That's why they don't want to ever come visit me anymore.
Yep.
Like, I'll be like, hey, come to Charleston. Come visit me while I'm shooting. And they're like, we're good. I'm like, hey, come out to Orange County. Come to the beach house. And I'm like, we're good, though.
And by the way, the water in the lake was like 83 degrees. It was hot. The water was warm.
So nice.
Yeah. Admittedly, it's so nice. I'll admit it.
I had a thing about lakes before this weekend because I didn't really dig them, because when I was a kid, I remember seeing some snakes swimming around and like...
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck this.
Kyle, great call, though.
What?
I didn't even consider snakes in the water. Were there?
But listen...
Well, no, I didn't see any. No.
I've never seen them here.
What? So, what's the matter, Durs? What's going on?
Whoa, hang on. Durs is raising his hand. Durs.
I went directly to a family reunion after this, hella COVID test, and I told everyone I was in the Lake of the Ozarks, and they go, did you see snakes?
No shit.
And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, there's snakes all over that lake. And
fuck me.
That would have changed everything for me.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would have ruined
it. Well, by the way, I've never seen them. My parents haven't seen them yet. I'm sure there are, but it's not like they're all over.
Like anacondas? How big are these fucking snakes?
Yeah, what kind
they're all anacondas. Like from the nuclear power plant style.
No.
Dude, yeah. They're all anacondas.
We're talking swallow ice cube whole. Fucking...
They're all Amazon level snakes.
This is so weird.
Well, wait, but what are they? Are they like water moccasins?
I think there can be, yeah. But that's any lake or river.
Yeah, I saw some crazy water moccasins when I was a kid, and I was like, I don't like lakes anymore. But then when I was at the Ozarks, I'm like, this feels so good. I'm having a blast. Oh,
yeah. Do you like the ocean?
I do dig the ocean, but I did get a little spooked out.
Have you ever seen there's these bigger snake things called sharks?
No, I know.
Snakes of the ocean.
I kind of stopped going in the water because this dude, we call him Shark Man, would always take pictures of sharks and then show me like right before I was about to get into the water, and he'd be like, here's a shark, and then like lower the thing. I'm like, that's right there.
So did you kind of become a bitch
a little bit of a water bitch?
That's not belong there.
A little bit of a water bitch.
Yeah, well, I just respect it more. I used to think I was unstoppable.
If I had to guess, maybe we should give Kyle his flowers a little bit. I think every AM jet ski ride he did before we hit the water was just chopping up snakes. So you probably took them out with the old ski.
Oh yeah.
You chopped up all them snakes.
That's right.
So thank you.
Since Kyle wasn't drinking, he was up always at the crack of dawn on that ski, putting in like, I was always like, how are we out of gas again on the jet skis?
Right.
I'm like, how are we always out of gas? Is because you and Kyle Walsh were just going on like 3-hour jet ski rides every day.
Yeah. I got air.
And awesome. And good for you.
I was so sore. I was legit sore for like a day and a half, 2 days. It was not easy on my body. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. Worth doing it.
Yeah.
People like shit on jet skis.
For
why?
What though?
I don't know. I think they think it's like white trash or something to be jet skiing. I don't get it. I love jet skis.
The only problem I had with it was like, what am I putting into the water right now when I hit the throttle?
Your soul. You're putting your soul.
And is that cleanable or is that fucking it up? You know what I mean? Like that's the only thing.
No, you're not fucking it up.
Yeah. I didn't like that part.
Fuck it.
Here's what people don't like about jet skis. They're super loud. That's the whole thing.
I hate noise complaints. Forget that.
Yeah. I'm still going to send it.
That's what it is. People who are like, the lake's crazy. It's like,
thank you, Blake.
Yeah, but on this lake, the boats are super loud. There's cigarette boats that are racing each other all the time.
That one dude had that fucking boat that was like at the gas station. I was like, dude, this guy's dick is tiny.
I will say, like, upon taking the jet skis out, like, I had several times in... being on the water, I was like, there is nothing more fun than being on a jet ski. I do believe like that is the pinnacle.
Yeah. Hey, ride my back. You'll have a better time.
Okay. Right. I'd like to see what's up with that.
It was truly...
Anders Holm, the human jet ski.
It was life-changing for me. I mean, I'm thinking about getting some, like, and figuring out where I can go drop them in the water around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I ride a jet ski, I mean, I live on the... I have a dock at my house. I should own two jet skis, but admittedly, riding jet skis in the ocean is not as fun as on a lake. On a lake, it's nice and calm.
Dude, I saw some fucking shit where people were riding the waves and going up over them, getting air and stuff, and I'm kind of into that.
Different.
Like when I was out in the Ozarks, I would find the boats that had the biggest wave and just kind of follow them and fucking jump around in their shit.
And you were talking about how sore you were the next day.
Yeah.
Yes, Anders. Yes, so sore, but it was very much worth it.
But then you could also not do that. You know what I mean? Like on a lake, you have an option to not do that.
Right. Yes. You have an option.
Oh. In the ocean, it's constant. Right. You have to keep jumping and there's no reprieve from it.
Kyle, when you hit that point when the Mountain Dew wears off and you're like, what do I do now? And the waves are still coming.
I go crack another dude. What do you mean? I go crack another.
Was that a trick question?
Wait, were you chugging Morning Dews? Was that your drug of choice for this weekend, Kyle? The Mountain Dews?
They were in the fridge, man. They were in the fridge, so I fucking said, click, clack, give me a Diet Mountain Dew. Click, clack.
A Diet Mountain Dew?
I stocked them for you, baby.
I'm still going to send it.
Yeah, they had diets. It was great. It was perfect. Less sugar. I dug it.
That's what Penny D throws down. Instead of like a cup of coffee, she'll like just crack open Mountain Dew. And she's like, I'm like, ugh, in the morning? She's like, well, what does it matter?
You might have a bro mom.
Right? Oh, got him. You might
have. Bro mom.
Penny D, the bro mom. Cool. I love that.
Yeah, I like
that's
that too.
That's badass.
So then we have this like party bus that's taken us to the event. And
driven by
the MVP of the weekend, my Uncle Matt.
Straight
out. Wow. Uncle Matt. Shout out.
Big
Uncle
shout out.
Matt, yep. Man.
Maker of wrestlers.
Yep.
Uncle Matt.
Yes. Mizzou.
Yes. Builder of men.
Knowledger of baseball.
That's right. Builder of Harley Davidsons.
Mm-hmm. Builder of Harleys.
Yep. Getter of breakfast burritos when it's crucial.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When it was crucial.
Yeah.
And by the way, we find out he killed 40 snakes that weekend that we never saw.
Just the same.
He was just snatching them out of the water behind their backs and breaking their necks.
He was kept snatching them, stuffing them in his pocket.
All right, go ahead and dive in there. Get your dicks out. Go ahead now.
Hold on 1 second.
So he's driving, and I don't want to call out names because I don't know people get sensitive about stuff, but our one friend, he was the DJ, and admittedly, he was drinking a lot. He kept chugging, shotgunning beers as we're driving, and just pounding the bottle of Jaeger.
I'm a man.
Lots of Jaeger.
And he keeps playing music. And only playing 20 seconds of a song where we would all get into the song.
Fly
like,
away. And then he would just change it.
Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, this was the most trippiest part of the weekend when you like have a moment. It's like everybody's singing along to fucking Weezer. And then it's like right before, say it, click.
Yeah. My name is.
Like, what? Wait, what?
Say it ain't. Oh, okay.
And then he puts on another good song, but like.
Right. Taste is phenomenal.
You gotta just realign yourself. A drag.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
He was blasting off.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for later, as the night progressed, we understand where it started and where it shall end.
Absolutely.
So they, we go to the restaurant, Michael's Steak Chalet here at Lake of the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. Let's shout him out. Yep. Love this place.
Thank you, Michael.
I still love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, what an awesome restaurant to go to.
Oh, dude, I had salmon. I fucking had salmon, bro.
Stop the presses.
Dude.
Stop the fucking presses.
Wait, shut up. Oh,
wait, shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Kyle, you have the floor. What did you just say, dude?
I ordered and ate salmon.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
Points. This is huge. It's like the first time I've had any kind of a meat in like four and change, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe five.
Oh, okay. Now I'm understanding the reference.
That's why I stopped the presses. It was like a big moment for me.
Okay. Hey, so Arugaloids, feel free to slide into Kyle's DMs
and bail on him.
Let him know how you feel if you feel fully betrayed. Or you still
riding? Yeah,
let me
know who's pescatarian out there, if you dig the pescatarian lifestyle or what, because I'm highly considering it, because that salmon was bomb as shit.
Yeah, salmon's good.
Yeah, you should, dude.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, you should. You should be pescatarian and then slide into cheeseburgers.
I know.
Yeah. Bro,
then get back into red meat.
Land cows.
Chicken.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, then get some of them land cows, man.
It was really yummy. I'm going to say this: the salmon there was fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we go, and they have like what they call the wine house, which is like a separate bar restaurant just off to the side that is specifically for private parties. So we had the run of the place. There was no one around, and we just got to throw down. And we came in hot.
We threw down.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about what our manager did?
He
was the first one in the building, and he goes right up to the waiter and waitress, who were fantastic, and he goes, "Look here, guys, it's about to get wild. Just roll with it, okay? Don't worry about it. Dude. Just it's going to get crazy. Roll with it." And I was like, "You what?
Yeah, what is it about to be a huge gay porno?"
Right.
What kind of was? We'll get there. We'll get there. But like even before that, me and Austin rolled in because we took a little his car over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we talked to them and they were like, "We were going to set up this like Jaeger fountain, but we didn't want to go overboard. We didn't want you to think we were crazy." And overboard. We looked at each other and we're like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Set that bitch up.
Set that bitch up.
Set it up."
The Jaeger fountain was pretty sick, although it smelled god awful.
Well, everybody was just licking it.
Yeah, so like a full Jaeger fountain that just kept pouring Jaeger. So you would just stick your cup
in. It was just like a wedding where you would have like chocolate pouring out or something, but fondue. It was straight up it was Jaeger, baby.
Yeah. And you just stip your cup in. So we took so many shots.
Yeah.
Not even shots. We were drinking cups of Jaeger, my
yes. Yeah.
So that's where it started. And then we all, you know, we're all sitting down, we're ordering. And then I forget who started.
I think it was Isaac. I think he took his shirt off, like right after he ordered.
He took his shirt off.
I remember looking at him and being like, "Dude, what are you doing?"
I'm not sure who started it, but if it's Isaac, big props to Isaac.
Some shit's going to go down,
Well, he just told the wait staff that it's going to get crazy, so.
He was the only one with the shirt off, and then I think it got interpreted as, you know, you take your shirt off after you order.
I don't know, because he didn't order that early, though.
Yes.
Well, then maybe we were justifying it with the person next to his ordering. The orders started over there.
I want to say it was Zach.
Maybe.
I don't remember who started
it. Zach was all the way over. Zach's probably justified it because he was on another one with absurdities that night, and it was fucking fantastic. I'm sure Zach came up with the take your shirt off so she knows you've ordered, which is essentially the pattern that we all fell into. It was the best.
Yeah, so everyone around the table, the full, like, what, 17 or maybe 18 guys
men,
total.
Men,
That men, full-grown men, adult men, or that are too old to be doing
very
this.
Very much so.
When you ordered your food, you took your shirt off afterwards. And then it took the waitress so long to realize what we were doing until finally she was like, "Oh my God, you guys are taking your shirts off so I know that you ordered. That's so sweet." And we're like, and she might have been fucking with us, but we were all too fucked up to even know if she was fucking with us or not. And so we all had our shirts off at this point. And then they had the like napkins.
Well, but we had... It's a long table, so as people were taking their shirt off on one side, other people on the other side didn't know what was going on, and we were shouting very loudly, "Once you order, you have to take your shirt off so she knows."
So she knows.
So it's already chaotic. This is a restaurant. Like, let's try and get some order here. If you've ordered, take your shirt off.
She's definitely
know.
Going around the table taking orders like normal and wouldn't skip anyone.
It wasn't hard. It wasn't like we were like just mingling amongst the bar. We were sitting in a table, so you just go down the line.
Except for two lone souls that I'm sure we'll circle back to.
Oh, yeah.
And so you could see the restaurant from out the window. Like, we're in our private little area, this private building just off there. And then there's a courtyard between the restaurant, a courtyard, and then the little building that we're in.
And nice restaurant.
Very nice restaurant.
And by the way, that courtyard was also getting the feed to our half songs.
Yeah, to our music.
Right.
Wow. Yes. So we didn't carry that torch. The guy who's DJing on the fucking party bus also took the aux at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. He took it from the bar.
Ball hogging.
And was playing 20-second songs, still driving us crazy, almost. People were not thrilled. No.
Well, driving you crazy, I enjoyed
people
it.
People were getting offended.
Yes.
Your boy, I'll say his name starts with a J, was not thrilled. I think he was getting fucking PO'd.
Jay?
Oh, yeah. Tater salad.
Oh, yeah. Jeff. Jeff was getting PO'd.
Jeff
was getting PO'd.
Jay? Oh, Jay was?
He was screaming.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah. He's about to fight.
Yeah, that's his thing, you know? He wants to get pissed off about something.
Right, yeah.
physical guy.
He's a big physical man. And so anyway, so you could see the restaurant through, and by this point we're all shirtless with our napkins tied around our necks, tied around our heads.
That's right. Like bandits.
Yeah, like bandits.
The napkins around the neck was after it had been a little bit of time, and it was just to show that we were hungry.
I think that's you was to show you had received your food.
Yeah.
No, it was just to show that we were getting hungry. Like
right.
And so then, there's a little bit of, there's like a 20 minute wait to get right. all of our food. So we're by, and then we're like, uh-oh, let's start drinking in earnest.
Yeah.
And we are just chugging drinks, hitting the, like we have our own private right. bar with our own bartender. Yeah. That guy was awesome. Yeah. He's pouring us drinks. He's pouring us shots. Then they bring out bottles of champagne with a gun attached to
the end of it.
Oh,
that was the best part.
Yes.
Party time.
That she's squirting from across the room. And the whole room was sticky by the time we left.
Yeah.
Just like mouth open, getting hosed. It looked like I pissed myself because it ran down and then just like pooled on my dick area. So every photo.
I didn't piss myself.
That was the best part about the whole experience is like, yeah, we came in. Isaac came in. He's like, yo, just so you know, this shit's going to get crazy. But like, they were the ones who set up the Jaeger fountain. They were the ones who brought out the champagne gun.
This is true.
Yeah. So it was, for me, it was like, it's green light. It's green light. Anything goes. Take your shirts off.
It was a safe space.
Yeah.
We were all in the same room. It was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was green light.
Yeah. So I don't want anybody to think we were being like disrespectful to the establishment. I feel like we were all having fun.
Big Michael Steak Chalet fans. If Lake of the Ozarks, if you come here, go to Michael's.
Yeah, check them out.
And we were being served by the son of the restaurant and his wife or girlfriend. Yeah,
that's
oh,
right.
Oh, I missed that little bit of history.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't talk to the staff? Is that how you live?
Wow.
No, I was starving.
You looked down your snout at them.
I was starving. I could not.
Oh, I'm busy with my salmon. I don't care about you.
I have salmon. I can't be interrupted.
I finally got my salmon.
Get me my fish.
Yeah. No, not interested. But now I am. Right now I am currently. So that's cool.
Get my fish.
Yeah, I talked with the bartender guy for a little bit, and he was telling me that it used to be like a mafia hangout.
Oh.
Yes. Huh. That was the thing.
Back in the day. That's the backstory of Michael's.
Wow. Forget about it. God, I'm so glad we didn't hear that earlier, or else we would all been just shouting like mafia people.
To think about what went down.
Michael Corleone.
Can I take a quick pivot? Because last night I watched episode one of Ozarks, and I'm so glad I didn't watch that before I actually went to the Ozarks, because I feel like I would have been like, oh, shit's going down, dude.
You've never seen it?
Yeah.
No, I've never watched it.
Oh.
I had to visit before I would turn it on.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. That's how you are about everything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Visit the location.
Right. You went to Albuquerque.
Yeah. He can't go to Rome until he watched HBO's mid-2000s series Rome.
Mm. Absolutely. Yes.
You refuse.
Mm-hmm. Adam's like, shows name places.
I actually like that show.
In the show Ozarks, they say the thing that I heard about 100 times while we were at the Ozarks, where they're like, it's the coastline, the lake is as long as the California coastline. They say that shit every fucking 30 minutes in that show, and that show's very long.
That is a pretty interesting tidbit of info.
Yeah, it is a weird fact.
Yeah.
What fucking dork realized that?
What, honey? Look at this.
No! You can ride on a boat forever there. Like, to get to my aunt and uncle's house, it's a 10-15 minute drive. It's over an hour and a half by boat.
Wow.
It's just how the lake works.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
crazy. Because it snakes around.
So you're able to just drive over here and it snakes around, so you got to go all the way up and all the way down around to get to their house, but you could just drive right over there.
Yeah.
So there are snakes.
It's snakes around.
There's snakes.
Right? If the lake's like this... And then they're living here and here. By boat, you have to go all the way down here.
Kyle, everything you're doing right now, Kyle?
Yeah.
Not helping.
What do you mean?
And then there's other places. Like, you can't get to Shady Gators from my parents' house by car. It would take, like, an hour.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would expect it would be.
But by boat, it's like a 3-minute.
Correct. It goes both ways.
By jet ski, it's like 10 minutes. Jet ski, it's real quick.
Hey, just look at a map, homie.
I can't. My parents wouldn't let me. I still hold fast to that.
Yeah.
Motherfucker can't read maps.
I can't read maps. I can't tell time. There's a lot of things.
Will you hold my penis when I pee-pee?
Absolutely.
I love it.
Anywho.
I went to Flathead Lake right after. That's a big fucking lake too.
Boom. Yeah, but you're just a lake boy.
I mean, I was back on the jet skis the day after I left you guys on one from like 1990. It was so tight.
I know. I love that.
They're life changing.
Dope. Yeah.
Well, you called it early Friday night because you had to. You had a big family day the next day and a big travel day. So I totally understand that.
I didn't want to show up super destroyed to the family reunion.
And you would have.
Right.
My hangover was so severe. It was a legit. I've barely had a 2-day hangover in my life.
Right.
I maybe had like one or two of those ever. This was like a legit 3-day hangover. And this is too much information. The third day, my body was so extended. Like I had just this belly that wouldn't go down.
Distended.
And
distended, I think.
Your body was both extended and distended.
It's distended.
You were taller and your belly stuck out.
I was bloated for sure. And right. I legit, this is gross, diarrhea'd for 40 minutes straight.
Oh, hold up. I haven't had diarrhea drops in a minute.
Diarrhea.
That's the one.
Diarrhea.
There it is.
The cause of diarrhea.
Do you mind if I talk to you about diarrhea?
He's got five. This dude has hell of diarrhea
dude,
drops.
40 minutes. Didn't stop.
And are you sure that's from the alcohol or did you eat something that day?
Yeah, did you swallow a lake snake?
No, I did. I like food sounded disgusting to me. I didn't eat anything.
Well, it dehydrates you, right? When you dehydrate, you spray diarrhea. When that's like how it works. It's weird, but that's how it works.
The cause of diarrhea.
Yeah.
So it was like a legit 3-day banger for me, which I've never experienced. I was like looking up like, do I have alcohol poisoning? Like
you did.
Yes.
You definitely did.
Am I dying?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I do like how they're like, I had alcohol poisoning. It's like, well, you drank poison.
I bet everybody did.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
the
sure.
plane ride home was living in a nightmare.
Do you think you have like
a I'm living in a nightmare.
Oh, it's weird because the 3 days that we were there, right? That's all it was like 3 days felt like a week.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like the second day felt like a fucking like 3 or 4 days.
Well, because every day had chapters.
When we had dinner and then after dinner, it was like fucking A. So it makes sense that you're going to have a hangover for 3 days because you drank like for a week and a half in 3 days.
But also we were being woken up at the crack of dawn to do podcasts. And...
That is true. That did ruin everything.
What? What the fuck? No, you woke up at like noon and then the next day you
That's
woke up at like
early.
Fucking noon or one
Yo,
or something like that.
I think
like
the
that.
Appropriate time to wake up after extreme partying is 2 o'clock.
Extreme.
2 o'clock?
By the way, I think I took a picture of Blake sleeping because this dude, we know, Blake will just sleep in the most insane positions you've ever seen. Like he'll just find a corner.
Weird, wild
Or like he'll find like a piece of paper and put it over his face to sleep.
Oh yeah, totally. I saw that.
He's like, oh, here's a dripping faucet. Maybe I'll just crawl underneath it and sleep here. Oh, this is behind yeah. the toilet? Sure, this is a good place just to nap for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's never, like, a comfortable, like, oh, this is a comfy rug, and here's a blanket, and here's a little pillow. I'll just crash here.
He slept next to a bed on the floor.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a long crawl up top.
Wait. You did this time around? You slept next to a bed?
Look how this motherfucker yeah. sleeps.
Ooh, that's not good for the knees right there,
the
buddy.
The sun was coming straight in through the window. Come on.
I know, but like your legs, you're not even on like a side position. You don't.
I woke up in my feet. There was no blood in my feet.
I was going to say, you're cutting off circulation. Like that's your cutting off circulation.
Hold up. Look at this dude's socks. The socks are like half on.
My feet, my heels started
you
to get...
You pulled your socks halfway off.
He sleeps heels out.
My heels started to get hot.
This dude got hot heels.
Hot.
That was incredible.
What day was that?
So I guess like when you're sleeping like that, any time is going to be too early because you're getting fucking garbage ass sleep.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I slept at all.
By the way... The radiation of your phone on your nuts, dude.
Oh, my testicles are dead.
Fried.
Is that just so you can get a what's that about?
Will you text me?
What's weird is I didn't, I never blacked out. I didn't like truly black out.
That is weird.
Let me think.
Like, I think it's because.
Oops.
Winning.
We were moving around. We were doing so many different things. Right. There was so much stimuli that I was able to remember right. it.
Yeah.
It's usually like you get too drunk at a bar and then you just get put in a car and you go home.
Do you remember us trying to lift you and when we were watching Men in Black on the last night and you were like...
I do remember that.
Right.
And you were like keeping your weight down and fucking...
I didn't want to go drink more, but I was made to.
Bro, it was one of the tightest things. Like... Akko was like so mad that he couldn't get you up. He was
there was
so
like four
mad.
Guys.
Like he was just like, I'm like, he can't. It's physically impossible. It's gonna take eight men to lift him up. He's like, no, get over here, lift him up. We gotta go to the dock.
There's funny photos of you guys like aggressively trying to lift me up.
Yeah.
So wait a funny. Second. Well, we didn't get into what happened after dinner that night.
Oh, dinner.
No, we're still marching through. We're still marching through.
We're still marching chronologically.
I'm piecing it. Yeah. It's a lot for a sober guy to piece together.
This is a fractured fairy tale.
Yeah. So we wrap up dinner. Meanwhile, Atiba picked up the whole check for the dinner. Did you guys know that?
He was blackout.
That was incredible.
Thank you, Atiba.
He didn't know that. I think he left both his credit card and driver's license there.
Yeah, I also think he did.
Yep.
Goofy. But, so big thanks to him. So anyways, so we are wrapped up at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for it. We're out. We're trying to see what we're going to do next. We're going to go to some bars on the strip area. And Durs set the two brothers into a car.
To go home. They were done for the night. They were finished.
They were done. They were toasted.
Cooked.
And we were like, we still got a little, I mean, also we were all sauced up.
They had extra sauce.
They were done for.
Yeah, they were like smothered in sauce and they were passing out while sitting there. Yeah.
They were smothered and covered.
Lathered.
They were Jaeger fountain drunk.
And so did you Uber them home?
So I go, all right, because it was like, for whatever reason, we had to wait for them to go home so we could go. So we were like, all right, I'll get them an Uber. What's the address?
Well, no man left behind.
A theme.
And so someone goes like 11234, whatever the street is, right?
The address.
Our street, yeah.
Shady Gator Lane.
And I go, all right, typing it in. And we're like, it fills in the address popped up. And I go, yeah, hit it. And then I read it back to people. Your dad said, yep.
Oh, yeah. For sure. My dad just said, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it.
I don't give a fuck.
Later, he kept saying his own address back to us. And we're like,
oh, really?
Dad, that's not your address. And he's like, what'd I say? And then he would say it. And then we're like, well, you got it right that time. But the first time you got the numbers wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, oh, shit.
He also got the what it was, a way or a court wrong.
Right, right.
He got that part wrong. And later on, when I was like, court, he's like, court. I'm like, no, that's a real thing. It's on the other side of the lake.
Yeah. 40 minutes away. Yeah.
So we put them in an Uber. They peace out. We go hit the strip. And I remember being on the bus and getting to like that they had already arrived within, I think, 15 minutes or 17 minutes.
Yeah. And it's like a full 30, 40 minute drive back to our place.
I was like, oh, well, maybe this local dude knew like a route.
A shortcut.
That's what I thought. I was like, okay, maybe we didn't even take a fucking half hour to get here.
Right. Maybe he took the lake.
We go out. We're doing our thing. If there's stories that want to happen now, we can circle back to what happened later or just plow through this part.
I mean, I feel like that bar, we went to the bar Marty Bird's, which is a Lake of the Ozarks bar based off the character Marty Bird in the show The Ozarks.
And I get that now because I watched the pilot.
But it isn't.
It isn't?
It's spelled differently.
It's spelled differently. They changed it just enough so they wouldn't get sued. But essentially, it is. And
I get the reference now. That's awesome.
Tight.
And and then we were just throwing down there, you know, just getting more.
Yeah, a lot of dancing. That was a lot of
that
dancing.
That was a dance party.
It was a dance party.
It was a dance party.
I was a wallflower, just like I was in middle school. But you guys are dancing your faces off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then stay there for like an hour or so. And
that's
then
also where we weirdly linked back up with the bachelorette party that we met at City of Chompton, Shady Gator.
Did you?
They were there.
I feel like bachelor and bachelorette parties are mm-hmm. all doing the exact same stuff that we were doing.
Right.
So that's why we saw like the five groups everywhere we went is because everyone's right. just doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Wrong.
And we weren't dropping location on like Instagram or anything. So it was just kind of a random occurrence.
Yeah. Coincidentally.
We should have did that.
Yeah. We should have been like, follow the party train.
I think that bar was also the only one that was open that late.
No, there was a couple that were open, but
they were all empty. I was kind of surprised that was the most popping bar on that strip.
Marty Bird's, man. It's a novelty.
Marty Bird's.
Bro, it's Ozark.
They were like bigger, dare I say, nicer looking places that you would think would be packed, and they weren't.
We want that dirty, dirty, dude.
The dirty, murdy.
The ripping and the tearing.
Hey, they had free water, and I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, they did have free water. Big shout out to Marty Bird's.
So then, yeah, what? We left. Durs, we left early in Austin's car.
We jetted.
We bounced.
We went back because I had to get up and drive 3 hours at like 9 a.m. the next morning.
That's right.
Yeah, and I saw an opportunity to get an extra like 4 hours, so I was in.
Also, a reminder, you don't know how much sleep is what based on our last podcast.
Oh, yeah, but I saw an opportunity to get a little extra. Uh-huh. So I was all in. I grabbed it.
So we get back to the house and Atiba and Akko are not there.
Yes, they are missing. The boys we sent home Durs sent home in an Uber.
All on me.
Through Dennis D's beautiful direction as well. You two were the MVPs of that night.
I'll take it all. I felt horrible. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was a weird moment when you were texting the address and we're like, is that the address to this house? Is that this house's address? It's like, no. Yeah.
Then he hits up us, the party crew on the bus, and we were like, we've got to go find Akko and Atiba.
We weren't on the bus at that point. We were making some night moves.
Night moves.
Night moves.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we went to some strip club.
What? It was a super cutty one.
It was like the real strip club closed. And then we're like, we got there, we're like, oh, it's closed. And then there's literally like a shed next door.
Exactly next door. Like
exactly next door.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Exactly or just next door?
You are so dumb.
It's exactly next door.
I'm still hungover.
We're like, we stood in line there. And also, it's everyone from the bar, so we already kind of knew everyone that was there. We get in, paid the covers or whatever. We go in. We're there for like 20 minutes. And then Akko and Atiba, we find out that they're lost. And then we're like, we got to go find them. So we bail from there. We go to the neighborhood that we think that they're at.
Right.
That we got dropped off at.
We met you guys there because me and Goons took the 30-minute drive back over there. And then it was you guys in the party bus rolling up.
And their phones are turned off.
Done.
Oh, they're dead.
You're like, oh, did their phones die because they were DJing all fucking night?
Exactly. They drained the battery with half song.
That's all I kept thinking. I was like, God damn it, if he wasn't DJing all
the reason he died.
Death by Spotify.
If you just would have let a song play, it wouldn't have happened. Dude, it was all hands on deck. It was like weirdly emotional. It started to thunderstorm. Yes. It was like a
dude,
fucking...
we thought that these guys were murdered.
Well, because they were hammered. They were hammered.
Yeah, thankfully you hadn't seen Ozarks at this point, bro. Blake, you would have been fucking tripping.
So we're walking through this neighborhood.
While I'm sleeping like a baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, Durs is of no help. He is not present.
I told Kyle Walsh and Kyle, I go, yo. I'll let me get my clothes back because I was already in bed. I was like, yo, let me get my shit together. And they're like, no, we got it. Like, you got to wake up. And I go,
good night.
I did. Couldn't sleep, but I was up.
Just had to say it.
And so we're walking through screaming these guys, their names so loudly that I was hoarse the next day. Like I couldn't talk the next day because I'm like screaming their names, pounding my chest. Like, where are you? Our manager's like going up to the address that we thought they got dropped off at and like checking the doors.
That was me. Like, I did that shit because I was there earlier than you guys and I had already pulled the doors just in case. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is the dumbest thing. But I
can't believe we didn't get shot.
What is it? It's like 2 or 3 a.m.?
Yeah, at that point,
it's like 3, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because we hit the pillow at like fucking 4:30 or something that day.
Yeah, 4-ish.
I feel like we wanted the drama a little bit.
Well,
because,
Adam willed it. You fucking willed it. You did it. And so, we were all like, oh, yeah, he said it in the podcast. He said something.
That is true. Wait, recap. Yeah. Adam said for it to be a true bachelor party, someone needs to barf, someone needs to get arrested, and someone needs to go missing.
Check, check, check.
We have two people go missing. That counts for the arrested.
Yeah, there's no arrest, luckily.
Yet.
So then we're like, we are like, we have to go home. We've checked everything. We checked multiple hotels. We called the police department.
The hospitals.
We called the hospital to see if they're like there. And we're like, we don't know what to do. And my dad keeps going, no man left behind.
I remember that.
And we're tight. Like, we know, Dad, but we don't know like what to do or where to
go. We're at the end of our trail.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you guys can go. Just leave me. And we're like, what? No, that's right. The opposite of what you've been saying. He's like, just leave me here. I'll check all night. And we're
check
like, well,
what?
No, we're all going to leave.
Meanwhile, I don't think he's gotten off the bus at this point.
Yeah.
I think he's still sitting on the bus.
In the way back seat.
Yeah. I remember you and your dad, he was doing that. And you're sitting here like, shut up, you drunk old man.
Yeah, you were starting to get mad at your dad. Yeah. You're like, Dad, shut up. This isn't a war movie. Like, we're going home.
Yeah. I know. It's not a war movie, man. And so we go home. We make it home around 4 a.m. We're all exhausted. We're wet. We're drunk.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to be found. They are nowhere to be found. We have multiple houses. My parents' house, a house that a neighbor let us use, and then an Airbnb. We checked all three homes. They're not here on my parents' little peninsula. And so we're like, we have no idea. Hopefully they made a friend and they're sleeping at someone's house.
Right. That was kind of the hope.
Otherwise, dead.
Yeah. And we're like, I have no idea. Or maybe they got a hotel. And we kept being like, they're smart enough to just get a hotel. They're smart enough to get a hotel.
Right.
They're adults. And so,
which is true.
They are.
We go to bed thinking that they're dead. We wake up to a text of being like, holy shit, bros, slept in a barn last night. Last night was crazy.
7 a.m.
Sorry about that. Photos of them sleeping in a barn, holding each other, shivering, like on a tractor.
Which, by the way, was a block or two away from your house.
From the house that they were staying in, my house, in the house I was staying at. And it was like, they were two blocks away from that house.
Yeah.
And they came in at 8 o'clock in the morning with fucking blankets wrapped around them, like shivering, into my room. And I'm like, my room's not a common space or anything like that. But they bust open the door and they're like, oh, bro, you're still here? You're in here? And I'm like, you're alive. This is awesome. But like, it's fucking 7:30. I went to bed 3 hours ago.
You're big yapper.
And you guys are in here now. And I'm happy you're alive. But also like now I got kids. I'm not going to go back to sleep. I'm not hungover.
Right.
So I was a little salty, but like, you know, it was also fucking happy that they were there. It was a mixture.
Oh, so happy. I was like, I'm going to wake up and either it's going to be the best news ever and this bachelor party was a huge success and something that we'll talk about forever and it's super fun and I love having these stories, or it's the saddest bachelor party in existence.
The wedding has a moment of silence.
Two friends murdered. Yeah,
the wedding has to have a moment of silence and we all have to
only play songs for 20 seconds at your wedding.
We all light candles in their honor.
So what happened was the Uber driver took them to the place where I had sent them the wrong address.
Yeah.
They knew it wasn't right.
Good for them.
And then they turned their phones off because I guess Atiba was mad at his phone. Did you hear that?
Akko was like, I was in a mood where I was just kind of like, fuck my phone.
So they turned their phones off. Fuck.
You like, idiot! Like,
so fuck that. And then they took like a photo because he's a photographer. They did like a photo journal of their journey back. I think they like bought the guy a case of beer. They're like outside the liquor store, like, this is us.
They went and got Budweiser.
Meanwhile, you guys are like, Atiba!
Dude, that's why once I was back in right mind, I'm like, dude, this is the Jefferson brothers. They've been through fucking everything.
I like how I was like, hey, I'm not going to blow up anybody's spots. I'm not going to call their names out.
They don't care. They know. It was epic.
Yeah. We can bleep it out. We can bleep it out now.
We don't need to. They don't care.
Nah.
They're alive. They partied super hard.
Nah, we're not bleeping now.
So the dude drives them all the way back to the peninsula. And they get out and they're like, fuck, I don't know which house it is.
And they like looped around. And I think the Uber driver was finally like, yo, we can't drive you guys around for, like, at this point, they've been driving around for hours. Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They're like, we're looping around.
At least 1 hour, maybe two for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the guy's like, I have to drop you guys off. Thank you for buying me beers. And I think maybe he was drinking beers in the car with
allegedly.
These guys.
Allegedly.
Yeah. It's the Ozarks. By the way, I called him and left a voicemail with him and never heard back.
Nothing?
Never.
That seems like that would have been the most helpful person to be like, oh, I just dropped your bros off.
Yeah, yeah.
So they turned off their phones on purpose. Then bought beer and was like, we're going to do this off books for beer?
I don't know.
Is that what they did?
I don't know. I just saw the pictures that told like their journey and I was
like, yeah, you can't be taking pictures if your phone was dead.
Yeah, and it's them walking through my parents' neighborhood. By the way, 3 blocks from the house that they could have slept in, from multiple homes that they could have slept in.
Yes.
A lot of beds, a lot of empty beds.
Yeah, Blake wasn't using his.
Yeah, it was available.
Goofy. They just walked around until they were like, we can't. It's pouring rain. It's lightning out. They're like, we can't do this. We got to find shelter. And they found like a shed.
Crazy.
Like a machine shed that they slept in and curled up into a tractor.
And they took shifts. They told me that when they were wrapped in blankets. They're like, dude, I did first shift. And then I was like, I let him sleep. And
what does that mean? Second shift. So that like if someone.
Yeah, in case the dude who owns the barn came in and was like.
Here's another idea. Let's not do shifts. Let's turn our phones on and call our friends.
Bro, I don't even get that.
At that point, they must have been dead, right?
No. At that point, they must have been.
But they're taking photos?
Well, to be fair, the very next night, Akko took my phone. He thought my phone was his phone. And then remember, I was like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And everybody's calling my phone. Everybody knows we're on high alert. Where's Blake's phone? Akko had it in his damn pocket.
And it was a...
Well, the rally for those two... was truly incredible because the next day, right? It's we have a whole more one whole other day.
Oh, and that day was epic.
So this was like the blowout. Friday was the blowout day where we, you know, blasted it to the ceiling, and we were like, okay, we got to do it again.
We did blast it to the ceiling.
I'm still gonna send it.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
That classic phrase.
Look out, ceilings. We're blasting it to you.
Well, that's also, yo, that's why I fucking woke up so damn early and hit the jet ski so hard, because I was trying to get some goddamn Z's. Yep.
And we jet skied and then went to multiple lake bars where we just, you know, we're in those COVID infested pools.
Oh yeah, then we fought like COVID final boss, dude. It was crazy. It was truly scary. Like, what pool bar is it? Jake, like Angry Jake's?
Blackwater Jacks.
Yes, where everybody, like, their point of pride was like, hey, we were on like CNN because we were the pool that like opened first during COVID. And
no, that was Shady Gators.
Was it?
Shady Gators was the one that was on, yeah.
Well, they were claiming it too. They were claiming that shit too.
I did not do those pools.
The pool I remember seeing in that video was bigger than Shady Gators.
Oh, yeah. It was massive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, might be
maybe
right.
Maybe it was a wide lens.
Yeah, maybe it was a wide lens, Kyle. That's a good call.
Dude, it was the most super spreader ass thing I've ever been at.
And
in
guess
my
what,
life.
Guys?
And
we're all COVID free.
All negative.
All negs.
Yeah.
All negs.
That's true. Whatever you guys hear out there about COVID, definitely not true. You can't catch it.
Guys, it's a scamdemic.
Scamdemic.
When I landed in Montana and my phone like received all the pictures and stuff, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. No, it was truly frightening. I was convinced I was getting the vid.
Well, on the third day of my hangover, I was like, nah, I'm not going to get COVID. And then by the third day, I'd like started to look up COVID symptoms.
Right.
And by the way, it's just every symptoms you get when you're super hungover.
Diarrhea.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, you diarrhea, fatigue.
Headaches. Fever.
Yeah, maybe a runny nose or something. I couldn't taste or smell. You know that classic hangover?
Yeah.
Full body sore, which was from the jet skis. That was my thing. I was running through the checklist and being like, oh, this is the reason, though. It's from the jet skis. And I'm like, or is it the COVID? And, you know, I just said that it was a scandemic, but maybe it's a testament to the vaccines really work. Everybody go out, get your vaccine.
Big shout
out. Were in the COVID final boss, and we came out negative because
get vaxxed up.
Johnson & Johnson, and I'll get my booster very soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Johnson & Johnson doesn't have the booster. It's just Pfizer right now.
Well,
right?
They will, though.
J&J is about to drop one, I heard. Mm. Yeah. I'm about to do that.
Hot. Get you some, boy. Treat yourself.
And I'll be back to the Sarks.
I'm just glad we could bring the news to the people out there. Whatever kind of COVID vax news you need, we got
it. This shit's important. That shit's important.
God, so happy we're all alive.
Yeah, me too.
Big shout out to Dennis Devine for keeping it all together, for keeping Blake alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When we were coming back from the second pool bar.
Yep. Super spreader.
And we were all pretty shit-faced at this time. We were passing around a jug of COVID. Vodka, mm-hmm. and we had a keg on the boat yes. that we were pouring into each other's mouths mm-hmm. and just chugging out of the vodka handle.
We also met some really cool St. Lunatics at the pool who were really fun.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, yeah. They were maniacs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kept sitting on my head. That was... I thought I was going to break my neck.
Who's... Murphy Lee? Is that
yeah,
who,
yes. Murphy Lee was there.
These BB dubs were dancing and they were like, whose bachelor party is it? I'm like, mine. I'm just sort of like leaning up against something and all of a sudden I just feel like dong, 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 like on top of my head, twerking right. on my head. And then a waitress or someone or the manager had to come over and be like, hey, no twerking. There's children here. And we're like, wait, there's children here? And then you look over to the right, there's like a kids pool. Wow.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part of the Ozarks.
What?
There was always a kids pool at these weird pool parties, dude. Yeah. That was disturbing. I didn't like that.
The Ozarks.
Twerking was where they drew.
That's where they drew the line.
Yeah.
No twerking.
That's where they drew the line.
Oh, my gosh.
So, no, it was fun, but it wasn't. There was nothing really that eventful happening.
It was like a recovery day.
Yeah, kind of. Well, we were chugging alcohol. It wasn't that much of a recovery.
In that sense. We did try to start doing chicken fights, and they said that was also against the rules.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're twerking on each other.
And so we're coming back on the boat. We're cruising. We're going like... We're not like flying, but we're going 25, 30 miles an hour in the pontoon, the tri-tune. My dad gets offended when you call it a pontoon because there's an right. extra tune.
Yep.
Thank
it's
you.
A tri-tune.
Tune up.
And so we're driving back. And then Blake just goes, I'm jumping out. My dad's like trying to grab him like, Blake, don't. And then he jumps off the side, almost mm-hmm. gets sucked underneath the side of the boat.
Dumbass.
And then he's swimming. We have to pull him in. And then
it was a piss break.
And then we get finally back to the dock. And then he jumps out again. And my dad's like, son of a Blake. Get back in the boat.
He's a slippery sucker.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Wait, did you jump out while it was moving or during a piss break?
Yeah, while we were moving.
Or both.
No piss break.
Oh.
We were moving.
No, there was a piss break that was happening, and then I'm like, I'm going to jump out for the piss break.
Well, that's a little less dumbass.
I truly remember you jumping out as we were cruising.
No. I wouldn't just jump out full speed. That's
No.
That
I do believe you.
But that's funnier to like okay. pretend you're walking. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
I don't know. You jumped off of a roof.
Yeah, I don't know. You broke your back by jumping off a roof because teenagers dared you.
Yeah.
I can even walk that back. I was jumping onto a table, which I thought would break my fall, and it was thinner than I thought.
Okay.
I think
okay.
things through, okay?
Yeah. Huh.
I halfway
You thought you would
them.
Just land on the table like a cat?
I thought it would break my fall. I watch a lot of hardcore wrestling.
Yes, no, yeah, I get it, but it was dumb.
Thank you.
Any takebacks, apologies, or
giveaways?
Compliments?
I got a Hot Pockets t-shirt.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I know we got the Hot Pockets stuff, and last week I was trying to remember what I was like, doesn't Hot Pockets have some handle?
I might have a Hot Pockets for lunch, guys.
Nice.
There's a Twitter handle or an Instagram handle for Pete Zarol.
Okay.
Pete Zarol.
Wow.
Yes, points.
Yep. Pete yep. Zarol.
Compliments to Hot
points,
Pocket.
Points to Hot Pocket.
And that's the Totinos, but they ain't sending shit. So, you know, hit us up.
Big shout out to Hot Pocket, Oakley's. And thank you guys for making the trip out to the bachelor party. I'd like to
yes.
thank all of you guys.
Bachelor
Everyone
party.
That was mm. on the batch
and
party.
And that brings us to my take back.
I do want to compliment.
Because it was, yeah. hang on.
Okay, sorry.
Because it is a very long travel day. It's like yeah. a very long travel day to get yes. to the Ozarks. It's usually a connecting flight. And then once you land, it's a legitimate 3-hour drive
yep. yeah.
to
fucking
get here. So
hard to believe.
Thank you guys for coming. I know it was a pain in the ass, but I really appreciated it. Dennis Devine really appreciated it.
Yes.
And thank you guys very much.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
True broches for life.
It was fun.
Yes.
I want to compliment the group of broches that were out there for coming together in that hour and searching mm-hmm. for the other lost bros.
Yeah.
Yes. We did it. We did it, guys.
Yeah.
We came together.
No man left behind.
I heard you guys did it and I appreciate it.
Yep. Tried to fix Anders' mistake.
Yeah.
But also shout out to Durs for being the catalyst of that whole thing, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Durs, for spinning that top and being the puppet master.
The puppet yeah. master to the whole thing. Let's see. I guess, you know what, Kyle, I want to apologize for when I was driving you to the Ozarks, passing that car, making almost shit your pants.
Oh my fuck. And you doubled down.
Because there was another car coming at us and I just fucking floored it. And we were in a Tahoe that, I mean, it might have had two cylinders. It was so slow. And I floored it and it just didn't go. And I was like, well, we're going to crawl past this car and narrowly get past this truck.
It was definitely fucking scary. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to get there, though. I wasn't around.
All of it. It was just a perfect storm of horrific life ending events that could have happened. And you got us through it.
And that's the first story of the batch party.
Yep.
Absolutely.
The one regret is that we didn't do fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Fireworks are legal in Missouri. It's awesome fireworks stands.
Akko was really pushing them.
We could have stopped by one and like full on like warehouses full of fireworks that we could have gotten like a cool spread and shot off fireworks, but that didn't happen. You know, with bachelor parties, you got to let them flow. You know, you got to let them flow.
And if Atiba and Akko had those, they could have shot flares.
Mm-hmm. And I guess my final compliment would be to the whole entire Divine family. They let us go up in their house, and I know I wrestled in the kitchen with Uncle Matt and maybe dented the refrigerator.
There is a dent. Did.
Yeah,
and,
you
and
fucked it up.
That's my bad.
There is a dent in the refrigerator, and Mama Divine is pretty upset about that.
You better send him some twin sub-Zs, man.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. So that's a compliment to Penny.
I know you got that woke cash. I see that hat.
Hello.
And there's a chair. My mom is she's in the kitchen right now. I'm still in the Ozarks.
Wild.
She's motioning to me that someone also broke a chair on the dock. And I don't know if that's Blake or not, but I'm assuming it is.
I don't think that was me. I never sat down on the dock.
Yeah, but you rock and rolled on the dock. You punk rocked on the dock. So
that's true.
Why don't you tell her that's the cost of doing business, all right?
Which chair was it? One of the loungers or what?
No, one of the stools. One of the metal stools.
Marvin Kyle, dude.
Oh, I saw that, dude. No, I fucking saw that on Sunday. I was like, yo, this shit's clipped.
Yep.
They busted off the footrest.
And that's okay. RIP, that stool.
Very dangerous. Almost cut my foot on it. Very, very dangerous.
Whew. It was very, very cool for your parents to allow us to just turn it into a frat house for a hot 3 days.
It was very, very fun. Big shout out to Penny and Dennis Divine for letting us do it.
Big shout out. Love them.
Yeah, big thanks.
And good job, Adam. You fucking, you know, the bachelor party kind of follows the bachelor, and you were on it, baby.
Yeah, you brought the fury.
Yeah,
good job, Adam.
I was impressed. And it takes a lot to impress me, and I was impressed.
Chloe came in the day that you guys left. She came in Sunday, and then she just watched me be the most hungover person she's ever seen in 3 days. And a big shout out to Chloe for not shaming me, for holding me like a child and nursing me back to health. So big shout out to Chloe Bridges, soon to be Chloe Divine.
There we go.
You know what? I think I'm going to keep her.
That's a keeper.
Yay!
Is she going to change her name? Should we get into that now? Is she going to change her name?
Or are you going to change yours?
I would.
Adam Bridges?
Ooh.
I like that.
You could say you're Jeff Bridges' brother.
That's cool.
Guys, and that was another episode of...
This is important.
See you next week.
Last thing said.